Hello and welcome back to the Men Becoming Better Men podcast. Coach Wish here. Apologies for not getting an episode out this week until today. Changed my schedule back at the office. I'm in the office now 4 days a week, and honestly didn't go out to lunch for the first two this week. So stayed in the office, brought lunch in, and didn't go out. So henceforth, no podcast. So catching up today. And it's probably for good reasons because I got something really cool for you today. Thanks to one of my mentors last night, gave me some inspiration, and gonna share that with you today. So the promise of men becoming better men, if you haven't heard this before, is to never again turn my back, or never again never again will I look in a man's eyes whom I see pain and turn my back, or something like that. I had it in my head before I started doing this, and I got so excited I totally fucked it up. So my apologies. Anyway, paraphrasing, I will not turn my back on a man in whose eyes I see pain. I will not do nothing when I see a man who is in pain, or I see pain in his eyes, or any derivative thereof. How's that? So what that means, what that's meant to me until yesterday, was about you men, the men that are listening, and the men that are out that I see in the world every day, and men in whose eyes I see pain. And it is my mission, a mission that I have been tasked with by my creator, to do as much as I can within my power to help men heal the wounds that they have. And it's something that has been put upon me because I've been that man. I've been that man that was wrecked. I've been that man that just didn't think he had it in him to go on another day. Didn't think he was worthy of love, or respect, or just being. Those thoughts have crossed my mind and for decades. I've mentioned this before in this podcast. For decades, I stuck my head in the sand and just tried to do my best and didn't worry about anyone else around me. It was all about me, and it was draining. It was suffocating. It was unfulfilling. I felt like I was always chasing something, and I heard a man describe last night he didn't use the word unconscious, but I paraphrasing an unconscious desire that he had to pursue these goals for himself, and he didn't even quite know why. So all this to tell you now what, as of last night, and my mentor was on the call with us last night in the MBBM virtual meeting that we had. If you didn't catch wind of that, we are going to meet every other Tuesday night, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. If you are available, you are more than welcome to join, especially if you're a man. Only if you're a man. you can go to our Facebook page, Men Becoming Better Men, and connect with us there and get that information. Or you can find us on Meetup. the Meetup app, Men Becoming Better Men. But what he revealed last night was pretty profound, and I've been thinking about it all day. I've been thinking about how it can really help you. And that is a different perspective on not turning your back on a man in whose eyes you see pain and doing nothing. And that is when you look at the man in the mirror. When you look at that man in the mirror, ask him, is there pain? And I'd have to say, looking back at my life every day until the last couple of years, I'd have to have said yes, because there was always something, whether it was striving in my career or striving in my business, side business or businesses, trying to find, you know, a perfect mate, trying to find love. And I can think back all the times I've looked myself in the mirror and realized that it was hard to look in the mirror. And I've always seen that pain in my eyes and felt that pain, but I didn't realize that, you know, the goals and the aspirations that I was chasing after were more or less causing that pain. So with this new perspective, my new challenge, and it's also going to be his challenge, this is why he rolled this out, is he's challenging himself to look himself in the eye more often, and when he sees pain, to try to, you know, figure it out, figure out why, what's causing that pain in that moment, and then taking action, what to do about it. Don't just react to it, but take action to, whether it's ask for help or find information or whatever the case may be, to actively solve that problem, not just passively hope it's going to go away or hope that a miracle's going to happen. Somebody said to me the other day, yeah, I'll do that when I win the lotto. And I just thought, you know, I get it, it's probably a joke, but it's honestly a real strategy for people on some things, that they don't think they can have what they want or need until they win the lotto. So think about that. Think about what you can do. What is the exact reason why you, as you look yourself in the eye, why is that? What is that pain from? What is it for? Where is it coming from? And then use your wisdom to determine why it is the way it is and what needs to change. What can you change starting in the next moment to mitigate that pain? And that's the key. And I personally, I do stuff every day to mitigate those old feelings coming back. I meditate, I stretch, I pray, I learn something, I listen to an audiobook or I listen to a podcast, I reach out to my men, I check in with my brothers, because that's one of the things that fuels me, is checking in with the men around me and making sure they're okay. And if I don't hear from, I think I texted two or three men this morning, said, hey man, I haven't heard from you in a while. Are you okay? How you doing? Just being able to be there for another man is one of those things that fuels me. So I it's something I do on a regular basis. To give myself meaning and purpose, but B, to just to check on my brothers. And I've heard from a lot of men lately too that they're withdrawing or they're pulling back, or and the question I ask is why? Why are you pulling back when there is so much good to be had in relationships, especially with other men, when you can connect and be real with each other? What is the point of withdrawing? Yeah, it's fear, but it's also, fear is a lie. So stop believing that fear. Ask questions. Ask questions of yourself. Why am I afraid of this? Why am I feeling this way? And 99 times out of 100, you're going to realize that whatever that reason is bull. Well, something happened there and there was a technical difficulty, so I'm going to close the episode out here by saying, if you have any questions on anything I just discussed in that abruptly ended session, you can email me, menbecomingbettermen@gmail.com. Let's connect. Let me help you help yourself, and so you can look in yourself in the mirror and not see pain, so at least so often. It'll never go away. I'm fairly confident that there's going to be days for me that I'm going to look in the mirror and I'm not going to be feeling it. But I also know that on those days, I'm going to go out of my way to do extra work to fuel myself and refill my cup so I can keep pouring it out on you guys. Hope you have a great day. Thanks.